When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Brother.
It's Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, you've already had some birthday cake for your birthday.
Thank you, Bill.
Maybe a potential Laszlo's maybe later on. But you know what's great for birthdays is barbecue from Score One Smoking. How's that sound?
There's the label Score. Right there. Score. You should be the label.
To be the label, Chris.
You should be the label.
We got the logo and the label.
Yeah.
Kind of both.
Yeah. Bill should be Score One Smoking's label.
I would like to be on it.
Doing that.
You might ask yourself, what do they have at Score One Smoking?
They might put an apron on.
Barbecue rubs and sauces for both competitors and backyard grillers alike. They have, and they also cater in the Holdridge area. And they'll go farther than that if you want to. But
okay.
ScoreOneSmoking.com, also on Facebook and Instagram at Score One Smoking.
I can't imagine the feeling. So there used to be, Steve, you probably had this probably happen to you in youth football.
Yes.
When you were playing that. So back in the day, it'd be junior high school, there'd be a tackling drill. There'd be like two lines. You know, like one guy's going to run the ball and one guy's going to tackle or whatever. Or whatever you do like that. And you just kind of, you'd always look. If you're like seventh in line, you'd look at back and you'd count one, two. And you'd see who was seventh.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, you'd fake tie in your shoe. Uh-huh. Hey, I got to tie my shoe. Yeah. Go ahead, bump up.
Got to go to the bathroom.
Anything. It's like, oh, God, I don't want to go against that guy.
Yeah, Tom Nelson.
Be a long day. Yeah, Tom Nelson. So yeah.
Jeff Pedraza.
Can you imagine?
Scott Spala. I didn't want to go against anybody.
This is the whole town. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, they weren't counting the other way. They were finding it out where I was in the line. They were moving up to get to me. Hey, can I bump up too? But just imagine, you know, that it's that feeling.
You're the QB.
Just imagine the feeling like they get when all the competitions that Chris goes to. And all of a sudden, they're all getting set up, ready to go, and all of a sudden, they pull in.
The big man pulls in.
He pulls in.
It's like we lost.
It's right away. It's like, oh, great. I didn't know he was coming to this one. They have to pull up just like, it's just like the guy tying his shoe. It's like, we just took one right to the gut.
Gun. Is that just like when Chris pulls up?
What's that?
When he pulls up, he's the man.
He's the man.
Competition's over.
Competition's over.
They probably don't like him.
No, but they have to. He's so
friendly.
They
like him, but you know, it's like kind of like jealous.
Yeah, it's a jealousy. Yeah, some people.
It's a fake smile, fake laugh.
Hey, no one hates the guy who finishes 38th every time.
No, you like that guy.
Yeah, hey, there's
no threat.
There's a Todd. What's up, buddy? Good to see you again.
What's up, big man?
What are you doing over there? Doing burgers again? Keep hanging in there. It's gonna work out. Love you, buddy.
You're coming up leaderboard sometime.
No threat.
All of a sudden, when the threats show up, things change. He knew the deal. Yeah.
Score one.
Score One Smoking. Thanks to Chris for being great.
Yeah.
ScoreOneSmoking.com.
Thank you for being
barbecue
great.
Rubs and sauce.
Is there any more free meals coming in for Steve?
No, but I want to thank all the texters in there.
How many
really
of you got so far
in
today, Sip?
Steve Sipple's birthday. He's getting a free meal at Laszlo's tonight with unlimited honey mustard that Scott Miller invented.
I would try that because you've recommended it.
Well, they have the crinkly cut fries, and they're done just
very
right.
Good.
They're
very
done
good
just
right. Happy birthday to you, and stop looking at your phone. I haven't looked
at that in a
while. Yeah, you have been.
No, Patrika texted me with a request, did not wish me happy birthday.
Nothing. Just
wanted
something.
She wants a football signed by Rule. Okay. Yeah. But no happy birthday.
Interesting.
She say,
hey, Patrika, think about it.
Forget what day it is, Patrika. It's my birthday. Come on.
Yeah, we sang happy birthday to you today.
Yeah, and bought a cake, and Jake played one of my favorite songs of all time.
It's been a good day for you today.
Yes, Swim was not here in time.
Swim asked me if I'm 63.
Yeah.
He did. Sitting over there just laughing at himself.
Yeah, he's so funny.
Thanks to Score One Smoking. 464-5685, call or text as always. You might have saw this on Twitter or X yesterday.
This was amazing, Bill.
TikTok.
Was this repulsive to you, Sip, or not?
No.
Not repulsive? Okay.
No, Mahomes is a dude.
Patrick Mahomes, of course, the great Chiefs quarterback, went to Texas Tech for his college. And now his branded logo is on the field right by the main logo at Texas Tech, as well as Adidas. So that was an Under Armour school for many, many years. Yep. Now, Patrick Mahomes would go to sporting events with the Adidas deal that he had with the Chiefs. So he would, a Texas Tech shirt, he put a tape that said Adidas over it, over the logo for Under Armour, because he was strictly Adidas. Well, Texas Tech now has switched to Adidas, which is on the field on the left side of the logo. The right side is the Patrick Mahomes Gladiator logo.
He has his own logo. He has his own logo.
On the Texas Tech football field.
I'll show it to you.
Gladiator.
I had not seen it till last night in show prep. Yeah. And it's a kind of a cool logo. Jake, can you explain it at all?
Well, it says PM. It says the initials.
Okay.
Of Patrick Mahomes. I don't know if I call it cool. It's an interesting logo. But the point is that we talk about all the money that can be now with revenue sharing and everything going on football fields. And he has his main logo right by the two T's, Texas Tech, in the center of the football field.
That is powerful.
That is extreme power.
That's a sign that you're a dude. I mean,
that's a flex.
Yeah, they put my logo on their field. God. He deserves it.
He does. Also, just remember, the thing that this has been talked about a lot by the pundits, and it's happening, is that the universities are going to go corporate.
Yeah,
they will go corporate. So there is going to be AT&T Duke Athletics or something. It's going to go completely corporate of who's going to come in and buy, because they need revenue streams. So they're going to be like, okay, what can we do? How can we do this?
Yeah.
So this type of thing you're going to see, you might get your business logo on the field or some other way to do it. There's going to be all types of this stuff. There is,
Bill. But I want to ask you this: how many athletes, current athletes, have the power to do what Mahomes did? Have the cachet? Have the brand? That sort of brand power. He's like the football version of MJ, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much with this, yes.
Who else could do it?
Tom Brady.
Brady could do it.
TB12. Yeah. That brand. Yeah.
Brady could do it. Okay. He's not playing anymore, by the way.
No, he's not.
What current player? Yeah.
Does Christian McCaffrey have a brand role?
I don't think he does.
It's not Mahomes. I'm trying to give examples.
No,
here.
That's not a bad example. He's the best. God, I hate to say this, because for years I'd say the Big Horse was the best running back.
Derrick Henry.
Right. Now I'm saying McCaffrey. But no, he doesn't have that kind of brand power.
That's the point, that Mahomes is that much ahead of anybody else.
Anybody. How about, in basketball, LeBron. But that's it, right? LeBron and Mahomes. That's probably it. Yeah.
There's not much more to it.
No.
But it's going to be interesting to see how deep advertising goes and what companies get involved in this. If you look, the NBA had advertisements on their jerseys in the finals, and I didn't know it. Oh yeah, absolutely, on their jerseys. And so that's going to happen.
Doesn't even bother me.
I mean,
no, the logos on, if Memorial Stadium put some logos on the field, doesn't bother me at all.
No, I really wouldn't bother me. To traditionalists, having them on the jersey will be odd. They have a patch sometimes on bowl games or something. There's going to be a patch. There's going to be probably, all of a sudden, 93.7, the ticket is on a shoulder pad.
That'd be sweet.
I mean, it could happen.
Well, again, it's not just the power of having your logo on the field. He basically forced him to switch brands. They yeah. went from Under Armour to Adidas, basically for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that's power. That's a powerful
force. I'm an Adidas guy. I got to put tape over the Under Armour logo when I wear Texas Tech gear. Let's stop that. I'll put money on to have my logo on the field.
How about that?
And what do you need? How much do you need? I got the check right here. Yeah. It'll cash. It'll clear. Yeah. Promise you that.
It's a powerful dude in sports.
Patrick Mahomes. Dude.
Yeah. It's amazing that he has his logo right in the middle of the field. Yeah.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy.
It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's right, just to the right of the Texas Tech logo.
The
midfield
logo. What a dude.
Steph Curry has his own brand, apparently.
Okay, yeah. Curry's a good one. That's a good one. Best shooter of all time. Yeah. Curry, LeBron, Mahomes. I don't know if I'd go much further than that. I wouldn't go further. Is there a tennis player?
There's probably a soccer player. There's Messi, obviously, Ronaldo, guys.
Those guys.
But I don't watch a lot of soccer.
I don't either. I don't know who's bigger, Messier or Ronaldo. I don't know. I'm not
Messier? You talking about soccer? That'd be hockey. Mark Messi, Lionel Messi, and then Mark Messier are different people in different sports. Mark Messier was on the NHL broadcast for Stanley Cups.
Hold on a second. Who's the soccer player?
Lionel Messi. Okay, M-E-S-S-I. You meant Messier, which is the Mark Messier, the hockey player.
Yes.
He goes to France. He's Messier.
I'm not sure about that, but sure, we'll go with
that. Some place he's in Messi.
Maybe he goes to Canada. You're Messi, eh?
Thank you. Yes. All right. Yeah. Good, thank you.
Yeah, there we go. All
right. Messi.
Time to play the game show. Give us a call right now. 464-568.
Put your phone down.
Chance
Steve,
to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. It's Sip's birthday, so if you want to beat him, that'd be rude of you.
No, it's not.
But it's also competitive. Today, our topic is athlete nicknames. I think you know your athlete nicknames from around sports.
We should be good, shouldn't we?
Should be good.
Call us up right now at 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Nick down, Sip and Bill in trivia. Athlete nicknames are trivia today. You guys are 1-0 on the week. You guys are still on a heater.
Here's what's going to happen, Bill, that we're gonna be challenged by. Jake will name some athletes from closer to our era, but the athletes he names closer to his era are tougher. We won't maybe know those.
There's a chance. Yeah,
I think we'll go potentially 4-for-4 today on this.
Okay,
with the caller included. Okay. We have David. David, how do you feel about athlete nicknames today?
It kind of depends on who it is. I guess we'll all find out together.
Probably a proper response there. Yes. First question goes to David. Bill is a lifeline for Sip for one question. As always, David, here's your first question. What football player's nickname was Shady?
For you,
David? Come on.
Oh, LeSean McCoy.
There we go. LeSean McCoy.
Pulled that out of the recesses of his brain.
Yes. 1-0 lead for David. Sip, first question. What is Tiger Woods' actual first name?
Come on, Jake. We've done this before. It's Eldrick.
Are you sure about that?
Eldrick.
Did you get it right before?
Brilliant.
Yeah, we've done it. Bill was here.
That's fun. This is a bunch of things you've done before, Jake. On Steve's birthday.
Did you get it right before? All right, back to you.
Eldrick.
Back to you, David. What baseball player was known as the Professor?
Is that Greg Maddux?
Brilliant!
Greg Maddux is correct. 2-1 lead for
this
David.
This guy knows his stuff.
He does. He's pretty good.
I didn't know that one.
I wouldn't have missed it. I would have.
Back to you, Sip. Bills in play here. 2-1 lead for David. What basketball player was known as the Truth?
Oh, we've done this. Paul Pierce.
Brilliant!
Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce is correct.
It's 2-2.
So you just grabbed something off your nightstand?
It's not true. No?
Bill.
Some of those are new.
Bite your tongue.
Some were new.
Bite your tongue.
Some were new. This goes to David. You guys go over under David's answer here.
Okay.
David, what was Greg Maddux's career ERA?
We should be good here, Bill.
It was...
2-0.
Let's go with 3.2.
Okay.
3.20. That's a good guess. Yes. Now we have to consult. That's a good one. I'm inclined to say lower.
Just say it.
Lower.
Lower than 3.2?
Yes.
Brilliant!
Do you know how good a 3.16 career ERA is? That's ridiculous.
Three good
so
guess.
So just below 3.2. Great guess by David. Yeah. He was 3.55 and 2.27 in his career with a 3.16 ERA.
Wow, what a freak.
He was a freak.
He could have had his brand on some baseball.
He should have.
Yeah.
David, nice try. We'll get you a bagel of coffee, but call him down the road.
I bet he can drive an excavator.
Right. Thank you, guys.
That was a good. That's a tough loss. You got him both questions right and was 0.04 off on the ERA.
He almost got it perfect.
Hey, Bill, we are 19 games over 500. It's
borderline ridiculous.
Yeah. We're rolling. We'll reset the record on August 1.
Are you sure you want that?
Yes.
You guys are over 500.
No, I absolutely want it.
When things are going good.
Right now,
it's
just like it's such a layup. It's like I'd like to
give just domination.
Give some people a chance.
Yeah, Bill, before you were on the show, many years I just would mail it in. I would just treat this as kind of like an ancillary thing.
Be like, locked in.
Yeah, and I just kind of jack around. But now I'm serious about it. It affects my day if I lose.
Well, I know you're out for the spillover sip. So before that, before we get to break.
Oh, yeah, I'm out.
No, yeah, hang on. Bella, are you listening over there? All right. What happened on Friday? I unveiled a box of fireworks in here. Do you remember that?
And they fell apart.
Well, guess what?
Residue.
Scooter from the Crazy Cracker in Roca has provided a second box to give away now.
Scooter.
I'm going to try not to break it this time.
Hold it from the bottom.
Yeah.
There you go. Hold it from the bottom, crazy man.
Look at the size of that thing.
Good God.
If you're watching on the video, you should.
Just hold it from the bottom.
This is a $150 value. It's a box of fireworks for free. Caller 12, Bella. That's right. Caller 12. Caller 12. It's going to be some work to get this fireworks today.
Yeah. Caller 12.
Here's the deal. You don't pick them up here. You pick them up in Roca. This is just a display.
Bill could be there.
Yes, there's a good chance you might see me out there. Really good chance. Handing out punks.
Well,
and helping people walk around and pick stuff out.
If you don't win this, please stop by. Scooter has great fireworks. He's a great person. He's a loyal listener, loyal breaker.
Thank you, Scooter. Thanks, Scooter.
So stop by just by the Roca Tavern, right across the street from Roca Tavern. Check it out for all the great fireworks you can.
Also, Scott Miller has spoken to the entire city, I guess, is in charge of this. And there's going to be the day that we play. So stockpile your fireworks. You have to get a bunch of extra artillery shells because the day we play Colorado, they're going to make it legal again to shoot fireworks off after the win.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
After the win,
get some extras.
Get extras for the light up Lincoln after the win over Colorado. So light up Lincoln is going on. So it's been legalized to shoot fireworks off after Nebraska beats Colorado. Oh. So when they're flying out, all of a sudden they're going to look down and just see artillery shells going off all across the city of Lincoln.
That would be a beautiful sight.
So when you go to buy your fireworks, you have to make sure you have a separate stash. And this goes for, what's the date again of the game, Jay? Could you give us that?
Yeah, it's September 7th.
September 7th.
Seems right.
Or
about
6th.
That.
Yeah, September 7th. September 7th.
In that range.
It's the 7th of September, yes.
The 7th. So it's been legalized. So if you're shooting fireworks off artillery shells on that night, you're fine.
Yeah, it's not been a legalized. Problem.
It's been legalized. Scott Miller approved it.
He did.
So you want to do this. This is a big thing now. So I was going to wait till tomorrow. I thought I'd better bring it up today. So when you're buying your fireworks, get extra ones.
Get extras.
Stash them away.
Maybe a couple hundred
for light for Light Up Lincoln, September 7th.
When Nebraska beats Colorado.
Yeah. Light Up Lincoln.
Day. Great idea.
Yeah. Sip, have a great birthday.
Yeah, thank you. You guys were really nice.
Incredible.
Yeah, God bless.
See you tomorrow. The Spillover's next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.